Hello.
Hi, this is Jamie from 100.1 The X radio station in Reno, looking for Paul.
This is he.
Oh, hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I don't know if you remember, but last time we chatted, you were in my tent at High Sierra Music Festival. We talked about
grits and all
kinds of fun stuff.
Right, because we had just been in Reno.
You were about ready to do your show on the big main stage there.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you for doing that, by the way. How was your High Sierra experience?
It was good. I broke a drum. And had to pay for it. That was quite something. That's how it goes.
That's an event. Now, when you came into the tent, you were wearing jeans and a t-shirt and a baseball cap. And then when you came out on stage, you were in full-on regalia. Where do you get inspired for your costumes and your stage presence and setup?
I think it comes from various, things. Part of it is definitely like professional wrestling. And then, part of it's probably artists I've seen in the past, like the Elton Johns and things like that. I think for me, it's like you should have a different attire for the show. We're not really like a grunge band or a punk band where we just show up.
Same clothes every time, jeans and baseball cap. Yeah, no, you get dressed up for showtime. I appreciate that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, just not our style.
That would not quite fit with the music if that's what you were wearing.
Right, exactly.
Now, you're playing Mont Blue this Sunday, October 6th. This is their first time. What can they expect?
Well, if you're in the first couple rows, you're probably going to get a little wet, spit and sweat and all of that stuff. Really, to me, we try our best to play, good rhythm and have a lot of heart. To me, it's always a mix of emotions. We try to take you to the highest of peaks and smiling, and we try to also take you down with the ballads and, make you sad a little bit, and kind of the array of emotions, which is, to me, is a good, you want someone to have like a connective experience with the show. So hopefully that's what happens.
And this one's on a Sunday, so you're going to be taking us to church on October 6th.
Exactly. There you go. Exactly.
You've never been up to Mont Blue before, have you? Is this your first time in this venue?
This is our first time.
I don't know if you're familiar, Northern Nevada, High Sierra. It borders California, so when you're on the Nevada side, you can gamble. Are you guys gamblers?
All right. I don't, but I'm sure there will be a little bit of that going on from some of the fellas.
We have musicians come here and get in a little bit of trouble with that, so just I'm warning you. It's an option, but so if you have anybody that struggles with that, maybe keep them on the California side.
Yeah, well, what's funny is some of those machines confuse me so much, and I'm like, I don't know. I wouldn't know how to start.
Sometimes you're just pushing a button. I don't think you're actually even doing anything on most of those machines.
At least if I'm going to lose money, I want to know how I'm losing.
Maybe some table games, some craps or something.
There you go.
Did you have a good rest of your summer? Because High Sierra was in July. What have you guys been doing? Now we're in October already.
Oh, man. What have we've just been touring. Yeah, we've been everywhere. This is actually kind of the winding down tour because we get done with this, and I don't think we have another, proper tour.
Go home and have some family time. Now, enjoy the holidays.
Got a month off in November. I can't tell you the last time I've had a month off. Actually, we just started a couple days ago. We did playing a lot of places we haven't really played a lot. That's been a lot of fun. What's been really great so far is that everyone's just kind of thankful you're there.
Which
is really sweet.
That's the energy you want, right? Yeah.
And that's the energy you want. You want people just to be like, thanks for coming. Yeah, I love the New Yorks and Chicagos, but they get stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just nice to, have people just be like, thanks for coming.
I think you're going to get that vibe here. Reno, Tahoe area, we're kind of the in-between to San Francisco and LA. We're on that side. So we get a lot of Tuesday night shows, but we'll sell them out.
Right.
We'll go on a Sunday. We will party with you on a Sunday. Absolutely.
That's good.
One more question before I let you go. Do you have a favorite song that you like to do at these shows? Your personal one that you look forward to doing every night?
One that I always enjoy, Grass is Greener, is always a really good moment in
the
show. I enjoy getting to hear the band kind of flex their muscles. So we have an instrumental in the middle of the show. And then we do Got It Bad, which has a pretty extended instrumental break. I like those moments. We design the show for it to have an impact. Every song serves a purpose for the set.
Gotcha. So it's intentional.
It's very intentional.
Xville listeners, Young Sick Camellia is the latest album. Thank you so much for putting our area on your tour. I hope you have a great rest of the year. Enjoy your Thanksgiving and your month off.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. It is Paul Janeway, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Get your tickets now. Mont Blue, Sunday, October 6th. Anytime you're in the area, call us or stop by. Okay, Paul?
I shall.
All right. We'll see you Sunday.
All right. See you Sunday.
All right. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. Bye.